Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Investigators are trying to learn more about the self-described white supremacists who allegedly carried out the mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket over the weekend, apparently targeting black people. 13 people were shot, 10 were killed, the majority of the victims black. Pastor Russell Bell of State Tabernacle Church of God in Christ speaks to the losses being felt deeply today.
These are people of our community, people who we love and we're connected to, and it just breaks our heart.
Authorities say the 18-year-old suspect, now in custody, had made previous threats at his high school. Questions have emerged about whether police missed red flags that could have prevented Saturday's massacre. Turning to Wall Street, U.S. stocks are mixed this hour at the start of what may be another volatile week of trading. NPR's David Gurr reports fears of a recession are casting a shadow on Wall Street.
Wall Street is worried the Federal Reserve's aggressive approach to fighting inflation could start a deep downturn, and investors have been trying to find their footing amid a steep sell-off. The Dow's closed down 7 weeks in a row, and it's been six in a row for the S&P 500, which has narrowly avoided going into bear market territory. The benchmark index has been flirting with falling 20% or more from its recent peak. A big focus this week is on the health of retail. Walmart and Target are both scheduled to report earnings for the first quarter of the year, and the Commerce Department will release retail sales data for April. David Gurra, NPR News, New York.
A senior administration official confirms to NPR that President Biden has signed an order authorizing the military to deploy hundreds of special operations forces inside Somalia. The news was first reported today by the New York Times. Former President Donald Trump had ordered almost all U.S. troops out of Somalia in his final months in office. Meanwhile, Somalia's old president has been re-elected to his old office. NPR's Ada Peralta has more.
Somalia's president is elected by the parliament. They voted three rounds deep into the night, and the incumbent, Mohamed Farmaggio, lost to Hassan Sheikh Mohamud, who served as president of Somalia from 2012 to 2017. This election period was marred by violence. Last year, Farmaggio tried to extend his term, and fighting erupted in the capital. His critics accused him of cracking down on his opposition and of allowing the militant group Al-Shabaab to gain more power in Somalia. Al-Shabaab now controls huge parts of Somalia, and the African Union peacekeeping mission is coming to an end. In his concession speech, Farmaggio congratulated Mohamud and added, quote, "It's a tough job." Ada Peralta, NPR News, Cape Town.
A senior defense official says that today that Ukrainian forces continue to gain ground around the northeast city of Kharkiv, pushing Russian forces to within 2 miles of the Russian border. You're listening to NPR News. North Korea has mobilized its military to distribute medicine to treat COVID-19. The country says it's battling what it claims is its first outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul that North Korea has not yet begun to vaccinate its population.
Leader Kim Jong-un chaired an emergency meeting of the ruling party's political bureau on Sunday. He also visited pharmacies near the Taedong River in Pyongyang. He said pharmacies are struggling to distribute medicine and their salespeople don't have enough protective gear. Before last Thursday, North Korea denied having a single COVID-19 case. It now claims to have more than 1.2 million and over 50 deaths. Few of them have been confirmed, though, due to limited testing. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on Monday reiterated an offer to help the North, including sending vaccines, medical equipment, and personnel. China has also offered assistance, but North Korea has so far not responded. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Stargazers who miss overnight spectacular total lunar eclipse have another shot at it in November. Africa and Europe will be the best spots for that one, unlike last night into this morning, where the Americas offered prime locations when clouds didn't get in the way. The total eclipse occurs when Earth passes directly between the moon and the sun and a shadow is cast across the lunar surface. People across the eastern half of North America and Central and South America were able to take in the event. Partial stages of the eclipse were visible across Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. This is NPR News.